Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdillahu fala mudilla la wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya la wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika la ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable Ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The topic for our Jumu'ah today is the crises we see in the world and what is the panacea, the solution for that. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us in the noble Quran, there will always be a conflict between nur, light, radiance, effulgence, the haq, the truth on one side, and on the other side, there will be batil, there will be taghut, and there will be satanic forces. So whether we look at the micro in our own country, or we look at the macro, we look at it globally, internationally, that is what we are observing. The conflict between nur, the radiance, effulgence, on one side, and on the other side, zulumat, the various forms, dimensions of darknesses. Let us speak about Islam. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala? Allahu Nuru Samawati wal Ard. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is the effulgence, the radiance in the heavens, in the earth. Anywhere, everywhere you go, you will find it is a manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. When it rains, then you look at the diverse creation of Almighty Allah. The grass is so lush and plush and green. You look at the roses, they are so red. Everything is like shining and glittering. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. The Shair, the poet, says, in everything there's a sign and symbol, and they're all telling you one message. There is only one Allah, one supreme being worthy of worship. So diversity in unity, that is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. Reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah, and then you will understand to a great extent the majesty and the greatness and supremacy, authority of Almighty Allah. Who is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam? قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورُهُ وَكِتَابٌ مُّبِينٌ. The Master alayhi salatu salam's teaching are all nur. The very function of the Master Habib Allah sallallahu alayhi salam is nur. Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 1. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala states, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. O you Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam, you need to take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them towards the light and the radiance and effulgence of Islam. In those days, the darknesses were the kufr and blasphemy, the shirk and the polytheism. Nowadays we have that, but we have capitalism, we have Zionism, we have secularism. Every man-made system, remember, is zulumat, and contributing to these darknesses in which people are groping. What is the Quran Sharif, my brothers? وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا. And the Quran Sharif is nur. It makes things so manifest and so clear. 6,236 verses, 114 surahs and chapters. Everyone is nur. Almighty Allah speaks of it in the Quran. A person is far away from Islam. A person is a non-Muslim. Then he read one verse of the noble Quran. He heard the translation, explanation. Our man kana maitan. Have you seen that person? He was spiritually dead. فَأَحْيَيْنَا We gave him Islam, we gave him Hidayat. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ And now he's walking in the nur, the effulgence which Almighty Allah has blessed him with. Because now his heart is saturated with the love of Almighty Allah. And now he recognizes the Supreme Being. Me and you as Muslims, male, female, who are we? Almighty Allah speaks of each one of us. أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ Whosoever Almighty Allah has opened their heart and their bosom so that the nur, effulgence, radiance could penetrate the inner recesses of our heart. So the lesson we learn in today's talk is, we have the best. Are we prepared to share it with the rest? That is the question. We are here in this country, if you take our natal and so forth, for more than 150 years. If you go to Cape Town and so forth, it's more than 350 years. In this 50 years, 70 years that Allah has given us, then have we spoken about the nur, the beauty of Islam to any person? And if you look at the global media, the mass media, the TV stations, you look at the print media, radio, generally I'm speaking, you will find they all have one hidden agenda. And that is, as Almighty Allah states, يُرِيدُونَ أَيُّدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ Their aim is to wipe off Islam and extinguish the effulgence of Almighty Allah with their mouths, with their media. But Allah is motivating us. Allah is inspiring us. What can you do, O human being? وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ Almighty Allah will let this nur spread in all parts of the world, even though the non-Muslims, they hate it and they detest it. That is the promise of Almighty Allah. I just returned a few weeks ago from a six-country tour of Europe. Let me just give you some statistics of what's happening currently, 2017. The leader of Germany, and anybody wants the article, you just contact me and I'll forward it to you. Merkel writes and said, you Germans, you need to realize that Germany's face is changing now. In future, there will be many more mosques, masajid, compared to churches, and we will have to adjust to that situation. What are they telling their people? No one can stop the tide of Islam and Muslims, whether they come as refugees, whether their own local people embrace Islam. It is a revolution that no one can stop. This is documented. Two, I was in Zurich in Switzerland, and I knew about this, that in Switzerland they don't allow the masajid to have minaret. They say it is a symbol of political Islam. Lo and behold, the person who was a protagonist and one of the parliamentarians or one of the powerful politicians, call him whatever you want to, his name was Daniel. And he was very, very in favor of this, that they must not be allowed. Almighty Allah wants to give Hidayat, the law is promulgated. 6 months after that, the same Daniel, you want this article also, contact me, I'll forward it to you. Daniel then goes publicly and says, today I'm a Muslim, my name is Abdullah, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashadu anna Muhammadan abdu rasul. Who can take that away? When I was there, I said, take me now to Abdullah, I want to meet him so I can have an interview with him. They say, no one can meet Abdullah. يُرِيدُونَ أَيُّدْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ They want to extinguish the nur of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala. So you must understand that he is under house arrest and no one can really meet him now because they fear if all these things come out, what will happen? If you go to the previous pope, suddenly the pope resigns. All this is documented. I got this also. And why did he resign? First time in 600 years a Pope resigns. So certain statements he made, whether he embraced or not, I'm not 100% sure of that. But this much we sure, he had a lot of reservations, and he's the Pope of one of the most powerful people in Christendom. And he says that certain places we are not really such that we can be make a convincing argument. And but Islam has that. So imagine once you start praising Islam, so then they will apply so much pressure. So you say, Pope, you, Pope Benedict we're speaking of, so he resigned. You need to go and understand no one just resigns from such a powerful position. You must have a very, very valid reason. So they sell to the world that no, he was now very, very apologetic and he had to be apologizing to the world for all the pedophilia because, you know, the fathers and the priests were busy with the children. That is the story they want to sell to the world. That is not the real story. You and me as Muslims need to understand the real story, what happened behind the background and behind the curtain. You go to Italy. I was in Venice. And you see what happens there. They have every second corner, third corner a church. But the churches are empty. The only time the churches are frequented is when you find there is a death or there is a marriage. People go there. Then it's finished. So they worried themselves, but our churches are now getting so empty, people are no more attracted to the churches. But you see, their own figures and statistics are informing us. Islam today is the fastest growing religion in Europe, in most parts of the world. The question me and you need to ask ourselves, in South Africa, what are we doing about this? I give you two, three examples from Quran Sharif and see how we are failing in our duty. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reading Quran Sharif. The Sahaba are behind the Master alayhi salatu salam. A group of jinn, they the invisible creation of Almighty Allah, they came. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. We, Almighty Allah, uses the word we as a royal pronoun, as a symbol of respect and reverence. Allah is stamping His authority. I will use singular, I will use plural for myself, because I am Allah, جَلَّ وَعَلَىٰ فَعَالُ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. I do as I please. Today the sun is rising 6:30. Can anybody question Allah? Why 6:30, not 5:30? No one. So that is Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So Almighty Allah tells us, wa istarafana, when we send ilayka nafaram min al jinn, a group of the jinn, yastami'un al Quran, they heard the Quran attentively. Falamma hadaruhu qalu ansitu. When the other jinnat came, they told them, remain absolutely silent. They were so impressed with the recitation of the Quran by the Master Habib Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let us see what Quran says. Take the apparent meaning of it. Mustafa Habibuna, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reciting Quran. They told one another, you keep silent. They did not even wait to meet the Master, alayhi wa sallam. And they went to call more. Come all of you. Ya qawmana ajibu da'i Allah. All of you, come here. And you must respond to the one who's giving da'wat, inviting towards Almighty Allah. Thereafter they met Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So imagine the zeal, the enthusiasm they had. They heard few verses of the Quran, and that became the turning point in their life. And then they went and called others and said, come all of you, now we're going to embrace Islam on the Mubarak blessed hands of Habib Allah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my brothers, this is what this world is waiting for. When they see on their TVs, they know that it is fake news many a time, but we can't convince everybody. So when they look at us, when we are dressed with our beard and thobe and kurta and turban or hat and what have you, so already they will think that this person is a potential terrorist. This person, yeah, is out to cause harm. And that's what the media wants to show in their mind, that these Muslims are the people who are the biggest threat to the world. And we all know they are hijacking Islam. So we need to use the opposite tactic and show that, nay, we are the most sober people on this earth. I asked them in my tour, when I went now to Europe, how come in every country, when I look at the statistics, I find that the people who are embracing Islam is majority of the time the women compared to the male? Because they themselves saw that when they analyze the situation, they live with their man many a time, then either he was busy with his wine, or either with his swine, or either was busy with somebody else. But when she came to Islam, and she found a good practicing Muslim, then there was no wine, there was no swine, there was no girlfriend, there was no mistress. It was a pure and a chaste lifestyle. And that is what attracted them to the beauty of Islam. So my brothers, this is what we need to do in our own country, with our own people. We have neighbors, we have employees. Show them the beauty of Islam. Be honest, how many of us, we showed the non-Muslim anything about Islam? We only taught them, they know, Jazakallah, Inshallah, they even know Uplang Mani, all that they know. But they don't know Islam. And who is to blame for that? We are to blame because we have become apologetic. We have become such that we want to compromise. Nay, we need to present Islam in its pristine purity. We need to present Islam without compromising on Islam. So many avenues we have. Today you got social media. Today you got so many things at your disposal. Instead of using it in futile activities, every day you don't have to be an alim. You don't have to be a scholar. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Hajjatul Wida, 124,000 sahaba, some of them just embraced Islam 1 month ago, 1 year ago. They were not ulama, majority of them. And the Master alayhi salatu salam said, hadith in Mishkat Sharif, fal yuballighu shahidu minkumul ghaib. Those of you who are present here, take this lesson of mine. Take this constitution, which I have left as an amanat with you, and go and convey, disseminate and propagate it to humanity. So that is what we must have. Don't feel shy. Don't feel afraid. You need to tell Mr. Trump, you don't hold the Trump card. We as Muslims, we hold the Trump card. And we will rule the world when? When we become true Muslims. That is the promise of Almighty Allah. Let me just take you for a quick tour of the world and see what's happening. You go to Burma, Myanmar. You must remember that United Nations have said they are the most oppressed people on this earth. Be honest, my brothers, sisters, children. Do we even know where Burma is? Do we even know the history of it? Sheikh Abul Hassan al-Nadwi, rahimahullah, when he went there in the 50s, the people were so rich, they used to burn and light their cigarettes with their money. So much uplang, so much money they had. He told them, I fear a time will come upon you that you will have to run just with the clothes on your body. Lo and behold, when military rule came, that is exactly what happened. Till today they are suffering. They are caught up. Bangladesh don't want to accept them. India is on the other side, they're not going to accept them. And these people, the Buddhists, are slaughtering and raping them. They're supposed to be docile people, peace-loving people. Palestine is in front of you. Today, as I speak to you, there's 6,500 political prisoners languishing in jail. And what happens in Palestine? That they are now on a hunger strike. That's a different issue now, whether it's permissible or not. I'm just telling you what's happening on the ground. But you see that the apartheid Israeli regime, they are saying that what we're going to do with you is this. We're going to make life even more difficult for you. in India was happening. Most of you come from India. Your forefathers are from India. And you saw what is happening now? You must remember in UP, there they chose the chief minister. He made an open statement like this. These Muslims, we have to go to their cemeteries and go and exhume their women's bodies and then rape them as well. Are we living in our own slumber? Did one day we cry for this ummah? Think about it. People are crazy over Bollywood. But these are the people who are torturing and they are persecuting our people. In India today, the Muslims, most of them, their butchers, abattoirs are closed. When I was in India, I went 5-6 times. We were students, we used to go third class. So when we went, the Hindu Lalaji was next to me. So I took Nariyal, he took the coconut, he threw it. We passed the Ganga, Jamna. I said, Babu, Lala, kya kar rahe ho? He said, main khuda ko khilata ho. I said, tu khuda ko khilate hai ke khuda tujhe khilata hai? You feeding God or God is feeding you? Allah gave us iman. We worship Allah. We go in a taxi. So I tell that person there, that why you don't want to go? He said, no, we can't hoot because the cow is passing. Imagine that these are the people, they oppress our people in Kashmir, in so many places. And we are just content and we are happy. No, brothers. Go to Iraq and see the mess they put the Muslims in. Wherever the Muslims, the economy was strong. I got nothing to do with Saddam Hussein, my name Abdul Qadir Hussein. But Saddam ran such an economy. Remember that it was one of the most powerful economy. Their currency was even stronger than a dollar once upon a time. You study Libya and go study what Gaddafi did. He ran that country debt free. They did not owe anybody, no World Bank, no IMF, anything. They made sure they brought that country to its knees. So remember, their aim is to wipe out Muslim and Islam and make you a pauper. And brothers, don't think it cannot happen here. Our beloved country, Almighty Allah, gives us the perfect example. Every example in Quran is perfect. That is why Allah gives us examples. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرِيَةً كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّا Allah sets forth an example of a country, of a town, a city. The people were living in peace, tranquility, serenity. يَأْتِيَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ They had so much risk. Their economy was booming. So much barakah in their money. But what did the people do? Primarily the Muslims. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ They became ungrateful to the bounties of Allah. Ya Allah, we're so rich, now we don't have to read Salat. Ya Allah, we're so rich, we don't have to pay Zakat. Ya Allah, we're so rich, we don't have to worry. More and more zina, fornication, adultery. So many vices have crept into our body, into our houses. You see the amount of pornography. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابِ You can't even count. Every day I'm inundated. So action, reaction, cause and effect. فَأَذَاقَهَ اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ Libas, when we wear clothing, we wear all four sides. Allah covers you, surrounds you. الْجُوعِ وَالْخَوْفِ Allah puts upon you poverty. People are unemployed. People are retrenched. So much poverty. وَالْخَوْفِ We live in our beautiful houses. We live in a north coast, south coast, wherever. But we want security. We want the best alarm system. We want this gadget and that gadget. But we need to think it is because of our kufran and ni'mat. We are ungrateful to Almighty Allah. So my brothers, my message to you is three things. Surah 66, verse number 8. Me and you have the best. So read this dua. Surah 66 verse 8. Rabbana atmim lana nurana waghfir lana. Ya Allah, give us the nur. Wherever we go, we take the message of Islam. We're not ambassador of our country. We're ambassador of Islam. So we will touch the hearts of people. that we say something and that person says what this person is saying is the truth. He or she become Muslim. Wherever I go, so many people, mashallah, they're interested in Islam. Yesterday I was at the airport, absolute chaos. Because of 2 days ago, all two African youngsters came. Salaam alaikum. I say, what's your name? You say, Salim. I say, what's your name? You say, Salam. MashaAllah, you Muslim? I say, yes. Where's your father? He said, there's it. I went to him. I say, brother, from where are you? He say, I'm from Uganda. SubhanAllah, we just have to interact with people and show them. Never be frightened for your identity. No, I'm going to New York. So now I must carry on like Mr. But when I'm going to Makkah, then I carry on like Maulana. No. You can't do that. We are Muslim at all time, all places. Don't be afraid of your identity. This identity is da'wah for us. Second one, so you read this dua, Surah 66 verse 8. Second one, when you leave your home and you're going to emerge and you come to the masjid, so read the dua of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma jal fi qalbi nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi badani nura. Oh Allah, let there be nur in my heart, nur in my eyes, nur in my ears, nur in my body, wa fi lisani nura, nur in my tongue, on my right hand side, left hand side. Every day read it. See how Allah will use you, insha'Allah, your children, so that we let the nur of Islam spread in the whole world. That must be our function. Last message I leave you. I'm staying there in Umslanga. This morning, I had to make contact with some people, Cape Town, Joburg, here, there, you know, media. So, I'm telling them, you need to be in Umslanga and just look at the ocean. What a beautiful, magnificent day. And then you look at the foam and you see the waves. You see the foam on top and you see the water at the bottom. This is the message Islam is giving us. Nur and batil. Truth and falsehood. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the bubble and foam that is on top, but it disappears. So many people came. They wanted to decimate, destroy, annihilate Islam and Muslims. Allah Ta'ala destroyed them. They are the bubble and the foam. Me and you, who are we? وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Take the water of Islam and spread it around the world to quench their thirst. So don't only go for fishing and swimming in the ocean. Take the lesson of the Quran. Are we the foam and the bubble or are we the water? We must become the water and take the nur of Islam to all parts of the world. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala accept us for His deen. May Almighty Allah spare us for Ramadan Mubarak. And may Almighty Allah make our khatima on iman and protect the Muslims throughout the world. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.